begins with Divrei Teichocha. Eila Dvorim, Ashadiva Moshe, Kol Yisrael, Be'Vayardin, Rashi says, the Pishon Divrei Teichochus. So this parasha is Teichochus. Some of it's in Remez, some of it's more Mufarash, some of it's more in Hint, some of it's more clear exactly what it is. And it's true, if you go through the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them about what they did, looking for new shoftim because it wasn't sufficient. And then it talks about the whole story with the Meraglim. And then the end, it talks about what happened with the whole story with Bnei Gobanei Reuven. But there's a middle perek over here in Devarim, in Parshas Devarim, that doesn't look as if it's much dealing with Teichocha. And that's what requires a little bit more investigation. The Potz talks over here in perek beis. Pasuk base, Vehem Hashem Elai Lemoir, Rav Lachem, Soyves Ohor Azeh, Pnu Lachem Tzvoyna. Go round the mountain, and go Tzvoyna, go north. There's a Ov Tzav Lemoir, and the nation he commanded, Atam Oivin Gvul Achichem, Bnei Esav, Hayushim Meseir. It talks about deviating, going round the house Seir. We're not going to go along and fight with them, Atisgrabom, do not fight with them. Kloi Eten Lachem Artzachem. We're not giving them their land. Fine, fair enough. Buy food from them, don't antagonize them, etc. Fair enough. What has that got to do with Teichocha? Where's Teichocha there? And then it carries on and it says in Pasuk Ches, V'neifen v'nav v'derech midbom Moyov. We went through Moyov. V'yem Hashem alai, atotzetz Moyov, don't start up with Moyov, v'atiskabom Mulchoma, don't make Mulchoma with them. Fine. Also talks about the whole story there. And then in Pasuk Yudzayin, you're going atan oiva yoimis k'vod Moyov. Now it's moved on to Moyov. Fine. So gone on from Esav to Moyov, to Edoim, to Moyov, Edoim to Moyov, to Edoim to Moyov, and then it says Amoin. Yeah, Amoin later on, and it talks about Amoin over here, and then it carries on. It talks about Moshe Rabbeinu being scared of Perik Gimel Pasuk Aleph and Eifanal Derech Haboshon. Oig Melech Haboshon came out, and I was very afraid of him. Vayim Hashem Elai Atira, don't be afraid of him. What has that got to do with Teichocha? The first part talking about Dizov, talking about too much money, we did the Egel, and then he gives talks about the Meraglim, then talks about Bnei Gob, Bnei Reuven. But what has this peri got to do with the various different journeys with Edoim and Moyov and Amoin and Oig got to do with Teichocha? So I saw very, very interesting Medrash. The Medrash over here in Dvarim Aleph, Pasuk Tesvov, Perik Tesvov over here, he says, Rav Lechem, Soiv Esahor Hazeh. What does it mean, go round the mountain? Yeah, leave, go round the mountain. And he brings over here, halacha, how much should a person be careful with kibud av ha'eim? And so I'm talking about kibud av ha'eim. To the extent, the Gemara says, how much kibud av ha'eim? Sholu tamidov, it's Rabbi Lezar Gadol, how far does kibud av ha'eim go? It's also talking about Doma ben Asina, the famous story. And it goes on and on and on. And then it says, interesting, it says over here, bear with me. It says, Oma Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Lekibed Beria Esavaisov Kamoyani Esavaisai. There's never been a human being that I know that has respected his parents the same way that I have respected my parents. Umatsasi, however, I found, Shekibed Esav La'ov of Yosim Emeni. I found that Esav respected his father more than me. Ketzad, Oma Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, I would respect my father with clothes that were unclean. When I went to the shuk, when I went to work, went to the office, then I would change into my business suit and I would leave. Aval Esav lo osakein. Esav never did that. Elo oisom kelim, those kelim, shohoyo loivesh umashamish vemes aviv, those clothes that he used, hey ma'ulim, that is what he would wear, were the best clothes. Tei Delachon brings a whole proof. In other words, I'm not as good as Esav. Esav did kibud av ha'eim to the extent that he wore his best clothes to visit to serve his father. And I'm not on that level. I'm on the level that I wear normal clothes, even dirty clothes. And when I go out to the street, I change into my better clothes. Rabbi Yisrael, we're learning over here halachas from Esav. Are learning halachas from Esav. He is priding himself of how much he has done kibud av ha'eim. Nobody has done kibud av ha'eim like me. Fine. So learn from Esav how to do it even better. Wear your Shabbos clothes. Wear your Yom Tov clothes. Wear your best clothes when you serve your father. Why is it that he says, I know Esau's better than me? So the other rabbi, learn from Esau. Similarly, we find another Gemara. The Gemara says, Oma Ma'ukva, if more in Chulin. Anola ho milsa, I, in this matter, chala ba chamra legabe abba. I am like vinegar, the son of wine, compared to my father. In other words, I'm nothing like my father. Deila abba, ki ava ochel bisra ha idna, when my father would eat meat today, lai ava ochel gavina ad lamochel ki hashta. He would not eat for 24 hours any milk until 24 hours. Deila ano, and I, baho sa dusu dulechel, now I don't eat in this meal, krina. I would eat meat in the next meal. So Ma'ukva is talking about a special, wonderful thing that his father does, how makbid he is, his Yerushalayim he has for meat. So he respects it. He thinks he admires it. So do it. So you don't eat meat, you know, eating meat for 9 days. Okay, so wait till the next day to eat meat. Why is he getting so impressed and then simply not doing it? What's the idea behind that? So we have a Tana who could learn from Esau who doesn't do it. We have Ma'ukva who doesn't do it. What's the idea behind it? So there's a beautiful piece in Chedusha Halev. Chedusha Halev is of Henoch Lebowitz, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chofetz Chaim Zecharonu Livracha, and he has a very well-known Slabotka vort on this thing. Slabotka, by the way, is MS. It's MS, knowing who you are. It's like a Litvish Kotsk. Yeah? It's knowing who you are. Don't fool yourself. And he says that this. He says that there is a very, very big problem with doing something you're not ready yet to do. If you're not holding somewhere and you do something which is a madrega, midik chasidus, way beyond who you are at that stage, there's only problems can come from that. Number one, the problem can be that you think you're already there when you aren't there. You think you're there. You think, I am doing midik chasidus, I'm actually a chosid. And you're not. You are who you are and you happen to be doing midik chasidus. Secondly, there could be gaiva. Look at me, I'm a big Talmud Chacham. Look at me, I'm doing like everybody else. I'm a big tzaddik. And there's an element over there which means that it's better not to do many chassidus. Better to be regular, not to go all the way in order not to fool yourself. And he brings an example. You know, the Gemara brings down that there's the Konos Ezra. Konos Ezra is to go to mikveh, Balkeri goes to mikveh. So the chassidim who go to mikveh every single day they go to mikveh and they're makbid. In Slabodka, they never went to mikveh. For the word makbid tumas keri, the word makbid. Why? He says because tumas keri is not something that stops with going to the mikveh. Tumas keri is not, the idea behind it is not going to the mikveh and that's it, that's a whole mitzvah. Tumas keri is an understanding and appreciation of what tahara is all about. It's about looking in the right places, thinking the right things, preserving yourself in a way that chas v'chalil, the person not going to be in a way corrupted by the outside, and going to the mikveh and going to tumas keri. If a person goes and does mikvah and tumas keri, he believes, I'm ready, Baruch Hashem, I'm one of the kadoshim, I'm one of these people who are machmir, and I've reached where I need to reach, and no longer have to work on myself. Until a person was tohir, slabotka did not allow you to go to the mikvah. In other words, what he's saying over here is, yes, Rishim Gamliel says, a gavaldig what Esav did. Very impressive. It really is very, very impressive. But I'm not holding there. And if I'm not holding there, for me to do that, it could only do bad to me. If I'm not holding there, I could think I am holding there and I wouldn't have to work on myself till that. It's an artificially, I'm getting there artificially. I'm trying to reach there in an artificial manner. Okay? I'm not getting, it's not really who I am. And if it's not who I am, it can bring me gaiva and it can make me actually feel in a way that I can feel that the whole thing is a show and I can lose my whole levels of who I am standing until then.
And you don't do the work.
And you won't do the work. You have to actually, level by level, you've got to work on it. He said, we always see that the chutz is ma'or the pnim. They always do things outside and ma'or the inside. He said, that is only when you're close to where it is. When you're close to a particular level and you need that extra inspiration, then the outside, do things on the outside and that will be ma'or the inside. But when you are far beyond, that thing you're trying to do is far beyond you. It's nowhere near you. And you do the act as if you are holding there, then you'll make out the whole thing as a sheker, it's a leitzonus, and you'll dump the whole thing. So he says, from Esav we learn. With Esav we learn an incredible amount of kibbutz of aim. But also we learn that when our own level of teichocha, don't try and be somebody that you aren't at this stage. Work on it. One day you'll reach there. You know, there was once with the Kotzka, they were going through Spirit Soime, and one chos said to the other, "Where are we holding? Behaltme, where are we holding? Tvera Shiba Soy, Dehoid, Dehoid Shiba Gvura, where are we holding?" So the Kotzka said to him, "Behaltman, Shmutz Shiba Shmutz Haltman. Holding, where we're holding, dirt out of dirt, that's where we're holding." It's very hard to mimic Kotzk, very, very difficult. But Slabodka was a way of understanding of you have to work towards a madrega. You can't fool yourself. When a person giving tachocha, "I'm a big tzaddik from there," you're not. You, where are you, where you are, and Be'ez Hashem, you will become a tzaddik, but you've got to work on those levels.
The implication is not that Esav was sincere.
He was sincere. He was sincere, and that is Peshat later on. What's Peshat? Penu lechem ha-seir, says a Gemara, says a Medrash. Ha-lamadatosh Esav ha-yu zohir b'chibud av-Esav. He was zohir. And that's when it says over here, when the prophet says, in this week's parasha, one do mochama. Hereya kadosh baruch hu lemoshe oisai har. Pnu lechem har. What har are you talking about? Har sheha ovois kevurim boy. The mountain that the ovois were buried in Hebron. And what did he say? Omaloi, Moshe. Emoi lehem Yisrael. He said, Moshe v'in tol klal Yisrael. Ein atem yecholim is David loy. It's not possible that you can possibly fight with him. Ad achsho mispakish leischar ha-kibud she-kibud es eilu she-kiburim b'har hazeh. He is still getting the schar of the kibud of Ein that he did to his parents in Hebron. Go around the mountain. In other words, you have to go around because of the mountain of what he did, what he served. Kibud of Ein in a way that created such immense schus. You have no right to that. I'm very sorry. We have 5 more minutes and I have tremendous amount more to say. Okay? On the contrary, you find something else very, very different. We find a complete opposite element when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu fearing Oig. Oig Melech HaBoshen, he's afraid of Oig Melech HaBoshen. Why? It says, Da'as Kenim Ba'al HaTosfos, and he's brought down over here the other Mefarshim. Rashi says, because he went, Be'ovei HaPolit, HaPolit went, the survivor went and told Avram Avinu that Lot is in trouble. And because of that, Lot eventually was saved by Avram Avinu through Nisim and Nifloyes, and he was saved. So for that good deed, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Don't be afraid. I don't understand." Oig Melech HaBoshen, he had absolutely no intention whatsoever to save Lot. He couldn't give a toss about Lot. Nothing. He really didn't care much about him. Why did he do this? He went to Avram Avinu and told him, hoping that Avram Avinu would be killed, which in all likelihood he would be. He was vastly outnumbered. He would be killed and he'd marry Sarah. So he'd marry Sarah, and now, so therefore, that is the big tzidkus he did. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid of. The teretz is, says the Henoch Lebowitz, and so brings down the Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that the teretz is that yes, a madrega that you're not ready to do, a divrei chasidus you're not ready to do, that's nothing. But when, if you actually did a mitzvah, even if you're not roy to do the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Even if you had no intention to do the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Even if you had every bad intention behind the mitzvah, it still remains a mitzvah. He had every bad intention. He wanted Avraham Avinu killed. He thought he'd be killed. But the intention was wrong, but the mitzvah was done, you get the mitzvah. And this was from Oig Melech HaBoshen. Oig, we see, there's a big difference between trying to do divrei chasidus that you're not ready to do, that leave behind. But to do mitzvahs that you're not ready to do. In fact, you believe this mitzvah is way beyond you, still do the mitzvah. Because this is what you see, how Oig was given the schar. He lived, you know how long he lived? He lived from the time of the Mabul, all the way to the time of Avram Avinu, all the way to the time of the Schus, all the way until the Yetzim Mitzrayim. I'm going exactly how many hundreds of years, but it's hundreds and hundreds of years. Right? He's a big guy. Yeah, he carried himself well. Yeah? And that is the Teichocha. Teichocha is a mitzvah that you're not ready for. Learn from Oig. Fantastic, do it. A madrega of Divrei Chassidus is not ready for, you shouldn't do it. Because unless you know who you are, you can fool yourself into reach thinking that you're different levels that you aren't. I'm really sorry. I've got 1 more minute to finish. I have to finish. What's with Amon and Moav? Amon and Moav, in one place it says, Artiskel bo milchoma, don't fight with them. Don't fight with them. The other places, don't make milchoma and don't antagonize them. What's the difference? Says the Gemara Bava Kama.
that Moav, who says Mi'av for my father, which was Tznius, on that we said you may not fight with them, antagonize them, catch them, really get them worked up. That's fine, but just don't make war. Masha Enkein Amoin, who says Amoin was very around and about, who it came from, there's more different Tznius. There you weren't even allowed to make any form of antagonizing them in any way, upsetting them in any way. That is a difference of levels of schar that a person gets from just a sicha kala, just by mere words. He makes all the difference for generations later of how his children are going to be looked after. So this divrei techocha is not a mere divrei techocha. This divrei techocha teaches us a lot of lessons. Number one, it teaches us the ideas behind know who you are and don't pretend to be something that you aren't ready for. You'll reach a level one day, but don't bring upon yourself artificial levels until you're ready for it. That you learn from Esav. You learn, and that's why he didn't wear his Shabbos clothes, and that is why he never ate the milchiks until the next day, the flesh until the next day, because he wasn't ready for that. You learn from Oigim Alach Boshan, on the other hand, that certain mitzvahs, even if you're not ready for it, you have to do them. Regardless, I'm not ready for this mitzvah yet. You do it, because even if you don't have the right intentions, or even if you have the wrong intentions, that mitzvah is done. Mm-hmm. And finally, from Amon and Moiv, you learn from a sicha kala, even from a delicate speech, which isn't right or wrong, it's something that is refined or unrefined, a person that has enormous amounts of repercussions and effects that can last for generations. Oh, yeah.